Genesis chapter 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brethren, "I am Joseph. Does my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said to his brethren, "Come near to me, I ask you." And they came near. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold to Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me here, for Yahweh did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing or harvest. And Yahweh sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here, but Yahweh. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and master of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Make haste, go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, Yahweh has made me master of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not wait, and you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children and your children's children and your flocks and your herds and all that you have. And there I will nourish you, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. And you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen, and you shall haste and bring down my father to hear.' And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. And the fame of it was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, 'Joseph's brethren are come.' And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Say to your brethren, this do you. Load up your beasts and go, get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat of the fat of the land. Now you are commanded, this you do, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Do not regard your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours.' And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of clothing. But to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. And to his father he sent after this manner: 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. And so he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said to them, 'See that you do not fall out by the long way.' And they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to Jacob their father, and told him, saying, 'Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt.' And Jacob's heart fainted, for he did not believe them. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he said to them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, 'It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die.'" End of chapter.